it's time for our most popular segment on the Drew Marshall Show, which is a little disturbing because I've been doing the show for 13 years and this segment just started.
Yes.
We're losing a generation of respect, integrity, and honor, a generation who are not afraid of hard work and sacrifice. Drew's father is that generation.
He is.
My dad. Growing up at the farm taught him more about life than Google. So maybe we should take the time to listen before that generation is gone. For our Father's Day special, Mr. Marshall Sr. joins us in studio for a special Father's Day edition of Meanwhile, Back on the Farm with Grant Marshall! Welcome to the show, sir.
We're glad to be here, Drew. Glad to be here.
When was the last time you were in studio? It's been a while.
It's been a little while. Two or three years. You're locked up here pretty well, so...
Yeah, it's hard to get in, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah,
how long did you stand out front for with security?
Maybe a couple of minutes. Then you showed up. I'm on the second floor and glad to be here.
Good. Tell everyone about that music we just heard.
Well, of course, it's the Don Messer's tune, and Don Messer was on the air for a long time. And even before the television part, he was on at 5:45 every night. And on our radio on the farm, we would tune in to Don Messer and the Islanders, Marg Osborne and Charlie Chamberlain. And he'd have one or two or three little tunes that I would know, and it was just a treat for 15 minutes to hear the program.
You had a little surprise the other day, which unbeknownst to you, that's actually your Father's Day gift. I didn't get you anything, so I got you that. My dad and I, Tim, we were up at the cottage a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And we were talking about one of my dad's favorite radio shows that's no longer on the air. It's called A Little Breath of Scotland.
Oh.
And it was on a station called AM 740, which was formerly owned by this station.
Yeah.
These be the owners of our station. But the Kane family sold it to Moses Neimer and Zoomer Media. And one thing led to another, and all of a sudden this show went off the air. What was the name of that host?
That's a good question.
Dennis Snowden, I think.
Yes, it was. A Little Bit of Scotland.
A Little Breath of Scotland.
And all of a sudden, he wasn't there.
So we tracked him down on the Google there, Tim. We went on the Google.
So Google does help once in a while.
Once in a while, yeah. And anyway, I sent him a little note, and then the very next show, he did a shout-out to Dad.
Really?
Yeah,
it was quite touching, actually. You know, he mentioned my name and your name, of course, and... And we missed the show, and glad we're back and all that.
Yeah. And he said that my dad used to be a square dance caller.
Oh, yes.
And so he said, and here's a song. Maybe he'll know this one. Now, of all the songs he used to be a caller to, what were some of the names of the songs at square? First of all, for the kids out there these days, like Tori in the corner, who doesn't have the foggiest idea what a square dance is,
no.
To her it sounds like a bunch of nerds dancing, right? Square, no? Doesn't sound like? Okay, right.
Graduation prom.
What's a square dance, Dad?
Well, of course, it's four couples in a square. Four couples, and they are put through their paces the different figures by a caller.
So you have a couple on one side of the square, a couple on the other side, and then a couple on the other side, a couple on the other side.
That's right. Four couples in a square, and you give them a little room to move around, and because there's dancing and you dance with your partner, then the corner lady is on your left-hand side, and then there's... grand change, and so there's a little movement around.
Right. Well, we did this one other time, but since you're in studio, Dad, we're going to have a little Don Messer music, just maybe even the song we just heard. And we want to hear, give everyone a little sample of what a square dance calling might sound like. Some of your square dance calling from back in the day. The four couples are all in their positions, and here we go.
Well, the first couple out to the right and join your hands and circle a half and dip and dive here and there. Cross the floor and don't get mixed. And come on back and on to the next and on to the next and circle a half. Half go round, half go round. On the last of all and circle a half. Dip and dive the outside over, inside, upside, up or down, across the way. And all the way and down the back and places all. Now the second couple, out to the right and join your hands and circle a half, and dip and dive, four and six, cross the hall, dip and dive, here and there, don't get mixed, up the next, circle a half, inside, inside, on the last, on to the last of all, and circle a half, and away you go.
Yeah! Marshall. Fantastic.
The man, the goodness. Legend.
Oh, you just never cease to amaze me.
Once you got to get that lingo, it very often doesn't, you don't lose it.
No, you don't lose it. No. I was driving the other day after, I did the silent auction down in the city at this March of Dimes gala, and I was thinking about, maybe I should have been a little quicker with the auction, talk a little quicker. Maybe I should have brought out a little Gordon Lightfoot in the Auctioneer song. Yeah. And I remember all those lyrics. Do you remember the Auctioneer song, Tim?
No, I don't.
No, well, I'm not singing it. Dad, when it comes to square dance time and the socials back in the day, was there drinking involved?
No, there wasn't drinking in the halls, but very often somebody would have a beer or maybe a small bottle of whiskey, and they used to call it a Mickey. And it would be maybe under the seat, and you'd see the men kind of slipping out once in a while. And when they came back in, they seemed to dance better. Well, it's true. And then intermission would come along about 11:30, and ladies would have provided some sandwiches.
Yeah.
The tea and the coffee, and the tables then would be put away, and we'd dance till 1 o'clock.
Were there ever any skirmishes? Eh? Was there any?
Not in my time, no. Drew. We were all pretty peaceful, loving, and we were, as you know, raised at Orangeville, and the local hall was built up in Mona Center, which is a great little village now, and dances would be, maybe once a month, and of course everyone would go, and it was the social event.
But there were never any fights, and the police weren't called or involved?
No, there wasn't a policeman in sight.
No. Well, it'd take a while for the police to get there on horse.
No.
Or in the Model A Ford.
It just didn't happen.
And this was how you'd meet women.
Yes.
You didn't have online dating.
No.
You didn't go out to the bars. You'd meet women at socials like this.
There'd be the guys, and I would be one of them, maybe four or five, and across the hall on the chairs on the other side would be the four or five ladies.
The dames. You ever call them dames?
No, they were just our girlfriends. And, of course, once in a while, the friendships would last, but usually
it was just for the night.
It was just for the night.
Yeah.
And we knew they'd be there next time around, and sure enough, and we would too. And
yeah.
Well, they needed partners, and so did we, of course.
Yeah. And it was back in a time when girls were girls and men were men.
Yes, that's right.
We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Yes.
Now, what television show is that from?
All in the Family.
Well done, Tim. Well done.
Those were the days.
Okay. What was the first television show you remember getting excited about? When you got TV.
Ooh, well, we didn't have TV on the farm, of course. We had no TV on the
Just
farm.
Radio.
Just the radio.
So first radio show you got excited about?
Well, it would be this Don Messer show, and then at noon, 10 to 12, Gordon Sinclair would always be on.
Yeah.
So we would catch the news at 10 to 12, and then at 5:45 with Don Messer. And right after Don Messer would be sports, and on CFRB there was a chap called Wes McKnight, and he did the sports.
Wes McKnight. I remember. Do you remember Gordon Sinclair?
Oh, yeah, I totally remember. From Front Page Challenge as well.
Oh, that's right.
Front Page Challenge. He was on.
Now, when did you get TV?
We never did get TV.
No, but when did you get TV? When did your first place you had a TV?
In Richmond Hill.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. When Leon and I were married in 56. No, I think it was 54.
He remembers when Don Messer came on the radio. but not when he got married.
When was that blessed wedding?
Yeah, Gordon Sinclair came on at 6:15.
No, I always used to get those dates. I knew it was in September.
Yeah.
No, it was
Don't wreck a good story with facts.
That's right. September of 54. And then we came to Richmond Hill in August of 58.
Yeah.
So there was 4 years. And we didn't have television. When we saw television, we went downstairs in the flat that that we had upstairs, and Jeannie and Fred would let us watch the hockey game and whatever.
Jeannie and Fred.
Yeah.
I remember
Sounds
Jeannie
like a honeymooner episode.
That's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
It really is what it was, yeah. Now, Tori doesn't know this, but I'm going to pick on her. Tori, in a couple of minutes, we're going to ask you to come up with a great question to ask someone 60 years older than you. More than 60 years. Okay? Of back in the day. All right? So come, you know, we're coming to you in a few minutes, so pay attention. Kids
now, don't ask if the world was in color back then. Because
oh my goodness!
I used to think the world was black and white.
Really?
Yeah, I did, because you know my mom and dad had all these historical books, and they used to watch all these shows,
and everything was black and white.
Everything was black and white. I didn't think the world was in color until about 1945 was color first.
This is why Tim doesn't have his own show.
Yeah, you did the best. I like color.
Well, color was a big thing when maybe in the 60s. Whenever it came.
Yeah. Do you remember the first thing you saw in color on television? I mean, what about The Wizard of Oz when that changed?
No. It'd be the hockey game.
Oh, it was.
The hockey game, yeah. And we were at a place for an evening, and they had a color television.
Wow.
Oh, and they turned on the hockey game, and it was in color.
Crazy.
And that was quite a special.
So you could finally tell the difference between the Canadians and the Leafs, could you?
Yeah.
No, you could tell by the way
they're
they were playing.
Oh, they're blue and they're red.
Yeah. Well, it was always the six teams, of course. So.
Yeah.
Do you remember the six teams, the original six?
Well, of course, there was Detroit, which is Gordie Howe, and Chicago, New York, Boston, Montreal, and Toronto.
Ladies and gentlemen, well done, Grant Marshall.
Which was the original New York team, the Islanders or the Rangers?
I think it was the Rangers first.
Oh, the Rangers. Yeah.
The Rangers?
Yeah. Right. The Islanders were much, much, much later.
Who was your favorite Leaf back in the day?
Well, back in the day, there was Sweeney Schreiner.
Now, see here. It sounds like he has a Tommy gun.
Yeah. Let's go see some games.
Lorne Carr. And then along came Johnny Bower.
Johnny Bower.
And we're still with us.
Yep.
Latterly, Daryl Sittler. And
what
Clark.
About Gump Worsley?
Gump Worsley, he was in the, well, he was the netminder for the Rangers forever.
Yeah, we didn't like him.
And then he went to Montreal for a while.
Oh, I thought he was a Toronto boy.
No, he's not.
Well, I just like the name.
No, he wasn't.
Who was ours? Turk Baroda?
Yes, before Turk Baroda. Before Johnny Bower was Turk Baroda,
okay.
For sure.
All right. Yeah.
I want to know from you, you had two sisters that grew up on the farm with you.
Eleanor and Ann.
And who did you get along with better?
Well, I guess I got along with both of them. There were 6 years between us all, so Ann, I was 12 when Ann was born, and in those early years we didn't have much in common. I used to have to, babysit her a lot. And then I'd be getting to be 14, 15, and 16. I didn't want to get going, but I had a sister to look after.
Yeah. But did your mom and dad, did they go out to dances as well?
Oh, of course they did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you wouldn't go to the same dance, would you, as your mom and dad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Well, why wouldn't we?
Because that's never heard of.
No.
People don't do that now.
There were two venues. There was only one, and we all went as a family.
So you went out to a dance with other girls at the same dance that your mom and dad were at?
Absolutely.
That's just weird.
Absolutely. Latterly, as I got to be older, 16 and 17, I got to dances that they weren't there. But certainly in the early years, they were certainly part of it.
Folks, we are in the studio here with Grant Marshall. Hi, Bill. This is Drew Marshall calling. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm quite well. This is a little surprise for my dad, who's here in studio with his headphones on, and this is Uncle Bill. Bill, this is Dad.
My brother-in-law.
Well,
hi, Bill.
Grant, how are you?
I'm fine. Sitting in here in front of a mic, and Drew's on one side, and Tim's on the other.
Well, it's never too late for a new career.
No. Exactly. Well,
actually, Drew, your job could be in jeopardy, you know.
Why is that? Oh, I know. Listen, he's encroaching on my talent space is what's happening here.
That's right.
It's quite easy to do, actually. So I just thought, we've got Dad here on the show for our Father's Day special. We brought him down into studio, and a last-minute thing I said to my intern over there, I said, call this number, and let's see if these people are home. Now, you grew up on the farm as well, Uncle Bill.
I sure did.
What is the name of the machine that cleaned off the potatoes? Do you remember?
That cleaned off the potatoes.
Yeah.
Well, it was a potato digger when you dug the potatoes.
Yeah, but didn't you?
There was a digger, and then there went over. Then later on came along that picker that ran behind it, and there was a chain. They bobbled over that chain to knock all the dirt off.
Right.
But, Dad, you said, remember we were talking about the machines that were in the tractor shed? And there was a weird machine. Remember, Tim, he said some name of some weird machine, and we didn't know what it was.
Was it a scuffler?
Yes, a scuffler.
All right.
Now, Uncle Bill, do you have any idea what a scuffler is?
Absolutely, I do.
Now, because I asked him, I said, at any of the dances, did you ever have a scuffler?
What?
We had a shuffle.
No, okay, all right.
And baseball has scufflers.
Yes. So what was a scuffler on the farm, Uncle Bill?
Well, a scuffler was basically a one-horse little light implement that you use to go up and down between the rows of gardens more than anything, or potatoes, rows of potatoes.
Yeah.
It went up the rows. That was it. Very simple little machine.
Right. Take out the weeds as it went along.
Yeah. And now Uncle Bill, folks, is married to my dad's sister. I call her Aunt Elner.
She is your aunt.
I know, but I just thought I'd clarify that. But,
Drew has other names, but today he goes with Eleanor.
And I wanted to know if Dad's sister is around the house today.
Well, she is.
Do you think she'd mind coming on the blower?
Well, what does your station pay?
He drives a hard bargain, this guy, eh?
That's some nice butter tarts.
Listen, have a happy birthday, Grant.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. We're going to, I don't know whether we're going to the cottage tomorrow, but Father's Day is coming up, so we'll be with family. And we can't forget last Sunday we were with you guys.
That's right. That was a great day.
That was a great day. Wonderful. We had a lot of fun.
Do we want to let the listeners know what the heck you're talking about?
Well, we had a gathering. Now, the young people don't like the name reunion, so we were kind of taking that to in history.
Uh-huh.
But last Sunday, we had a gathering at our house in Richmond Hill, and Drew and Bev and Josh and Rebecca, everybody was there, and Bill and Eleanor and their gang, and I think we kind of gathered up about 30.
So this is called the Marshall Reunion, and it's been going every year for how many years?
Oh, forever.
No, roughly how many?
Well, when I was young, it was called the Lafferty Reunion because my grandmother
was... Were there Mormons there?
No.
Latter Day?
But then the Marshalls got too big, and so we decided to kind of have one on our own. And then through the 60s, 70s, we always got together every year. And sometimes now we think it's kind of in jeopardy, but... we hope the young people will take it up, and maybe they don't like the name reunion, but we can have a gathering or whatever they think they'd like to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a soliloquy there from Grant Marshall.
That's right. The only reason I got to those reunion is I married into the family group.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen,
that was a real incentive. That was an incentive to marry your Aunt Elner.
Speaking of that, will you put her on the phone, please?
She's right here.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Aunt Elner.
Yes.
Drew Marshall calling.
You just never know, do you, Honor, what's going to happen?
You don't know. I tell you.
When was the last time you were on the radio, Ann Elner?
I've been on TV.
Oh, well, forget that then. You don't need us.
I've been on the CBC News when I was teaching and had all those twins and quads in my classroom, but no, actually, I've been waiting for a long time for a phone call from you.
Guilt.
Well, I guess today's the day.
Today's the day. It's Meanwhile Back in the Farm segment on the Drew Marshall Show with Grant Marshall, and we just invited his sister on, Elner Marshall. Elner, the reason I've got you on the phone, and I know you guys may not have agreed to this ahead of time, that's why I threw it on you lickety-split
right,
like this.
Right.
Do you have any dirt on Dad?
Listen, I don't have a thing.
Come on. What was he like growing up? Was he on a scale of one to horrible? What kind of a big brother was he?
Well, you see, it happens that you're like that Grant is 7 years older than I am.
Yeah.
Which maybe he doesn't like to have me mention at that.
Oh,
so he was doing different things when I was doing different things. Mm-hmm. But no, he was always one of the calm... never got into mischief, and now I do remember waking up one Saturday morning.
Here we go, yeah.
And there was a little upset downstairs, and apparently Grant had fallen asleep coming home from taking your grandmother back to the nursing school in Guelph.
Uh-huh.
And I think he'd been told not to to do that. So he kind of rolled the car, which meant that we got a new car.
Oh, well, that was all right.
That's a bonus.
We did.
Breakfast.
And I remember that very, very well because Dad went and got the new car. And I think it was in the wintertime sometime. And he came home and it was powder blue. And I remember my mother saying, "Who buys a powder blue Chev?"
I know.
Well, listen, didn't have much, there wasn't much choice.
No, but those cars were kind of they were all the rage in American Graffiti. A powder blue Chev? Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, there you are.
It would be about a 1953 powder blue Chev.
Dad, what year did you get married?
54. I kind of blew that
after Don Messer was on.
About
wait,
10
Don Messer?
Ago.
Okay, I do.
But anyway, the 54 53 Chev we took on our honeymoon to Ottawa. So I know
that's true.
Yeah,
and you darn near froze. Well, you did freeze in the back seat because there was no heater.
What were you doing in the back seat? Whoa, that's what I want to know. Jumping. Some inappropriate
conversation.
Just
leave that there.
Just leave that right
there.
In
the front seat, it wasn't too warm, but I remember Mom saying about this powder blue car. But I do remember our mother saying something, and I just barely remember it, that our dad came home from Orangeville, and on the front of the car, now I don't know what year, Grant, I don't know how old Grant would be, maybe, I don't know, Grant, you'd be 6 or 7, but on the front of the car was tied a brand new bike. And that was really something. And was Grant ever excited?
Well, I guess so.
And I remember, do you remember that, Grant?
Well, sure I do.
And that was a brand new bike for Grant, and I probably got to ride it later on. Although, yeah, I think I did, because I got a bike when I was kind of growing up.
We were just as good then as our cousins in Orangeville.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
They could ride on the sidewalks, and so we now had a bicycle, Eleanor.
Exactly, and the nice thing about having a bicycle at our farm, Grant, was that we had a long lane, so we could always ride the bike out to get the mail.
You're right.
And come back in, and every now and then I'd kind of get a little bit daring, and I'd go on the road, and I'd think, oh my gosh, I better get back in there. But no, I just remember Grant as being a good guy and being my big brother.
Right. I gave her this clue.
And
I gave her this clue last Sunday. I told her this might happen. So
you gave her a clue that we might be calling?
No,
you didn't.
Jeez. Well, now everyone knows where I get the gift of the gab from. You two could rattle on here forever. This is ridiculous.
Exactly. Although the Marshalls tend to be a little bit quieter than some people, I think.
So what happened to this side of the family?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Right. Did you have to? We've talked to Dad a lot. It's time to move on, really, to be honest.
Yes, it is.
But I want to know from you, Ann Elner, what chores did you have? We heard about the manfolk chores and the time Dad was upset at Grandpa for planting how many acres of potatoes?
7 acres.
7 acres of potatoes. What kind of chores did you? Did you have womanfolk chores? Did you have to clean the dishes?
Well,
I don't know whether they'd be
womanfolk chores or not. I mean, I loved going out to the barn. I was kind of useless going out there, actually. I mean, I never did learn how to milk a cow. That
really?
Type of thing. But I remember, particularly on Saturdays, my sister Ann, she could get along with our mother in the kitchen. So they did the Saturday baking, but I was in charge of kind of cleaning the house.
Right.
And that was great because I could listen to the hit parade, and which was on, I think, from 11 to 12, so I could crank up the old radio.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't, and maybe gardening. Well, Grant and I were just talking about last Sunday whenever one of the things I did hate when our dad said, okay, it's time to tie on the honey pail, and we went out and picked raspberries in the bush.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that because I was always looking for snakes.
Oh, right.
That type of thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No. I've told people this before, and I think Grant would agree that it was a great life being raised in the 40s and the 50s. A great childhood.
Yeah.
You had 100 acres to roam around, and it was really good. And, of course, going to the dances every other Friday night, that
Whoa.
Was great.
Who did you kiss Whoa. Before Uncle Bill?
Who did I kiss before Uncle Bill?
I think I know.
You know the answer.
Yeah, I think I might.
Okay,
yeah.
go for it.
No, I don't think you do, Grant.
Oh, sibling, right? Oh, man.
Who was it?
I hate to tell you.
Who was it?
Well, I remember when I was about 15, Ted Curtis came to pick me up, and we went to a drive-in movie, and I thought, oh, this is kind of great, one thing another. Except he had his three sisters in the back seat.
Oh, that's awkward.
So, no, I don't
really
remember.
Wait, hold on, but that was your first kiss?
Could be.
You kissed Ted in the front seat while his three sisters were in the back seat?
Exactly.
That's just wrong.
I know. But, no, it was a great childhood.
All right. Well, listen, Ann Elner, thank you very much for joining this special segment of Meanwhile Back on the Farm with Grant Marshall.
Okay. Is Grant in the studio?
Oh, I'm right here.
He's sitting right beside me.
I'm right beside him.
Yeah. Now, do you think your ratings will go up?
No. Not a chance. Not a chance. We just...
They should.
We just lost our big, vast portion of our audience.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling, Drew.
Okay, bye, Ann Elner.
Thanks, bye, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ann Elner.
Bye. Well, she kissed this boy in the front seat and his three sisters were in the back.
I thought it was going to be Arnold. Arnold was quite a serious.
Isn't that the
boyfriend.
Name of the pig on the Green Acres?
No.
That weed lifter.
Oh, yes, Arnold is the other guy, yeah.
Arnold was the other guy. And they went together for a little while until Uncle Bill came along. And yeah. Then it was game over. Game over.
Well, you have given us a real treat. We're just going to throw it over to Tori just for 1 second to get this 20-something-year-old kid's question. I called you a kid. That's right. I called you a kid. And, Tori, what's your question for Grant Marshall?
Okay. So Drew loves to talk about how much he hates my generation. And so I was wondering if you could pick one thing that you hate about my generation, what would it be?
I don't hate anything about your generation. Maybe, Tori, the music.
Yeah.
I okay. Can't just get onto that stuff.
No Justin Bieber?
I have never heard that guy.
No, we need to play him a song.
No, honestly, I've never heard that guy. I've seen him, mm-hmm. but I've never heard his songs.
Oh.
But this music business just is a little. So when I go back to Richmond Hill, I may get the 740s old time. A few old hits and maybe a Gordy Lightfoot or what's that other guy, Neil Diamond?
Yeah,
he might be on.
That's as hip as you get. That's
sweet
Neil Diamond.
Caroline.
Give us a, like, what does today's music sound like, Dad?
Well, it's loud for one thing.
Well, that's your choice. Turn it down.
Well, and of course you can't understand any of the words.
Can't get the words.
No, it's just impossible.
I think for Tori's sake, we should ask, what is one thing you hate about our generation, like Drew and I?
Yeah. What did you when growing up? What did you think about my family? My friends. Hey, our
like
group.
That generation.
Well, they were fine. They I guess each what is a generation? 25 years,
give or take.
There?
Yeah.
Each one is different.
Right. Specifically, what did you not like about my age group?
Well, I guess you had a feeling for cars, didn't you? Is a little bit on the speed side.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a little going.
Can you go that fast in a hearse?
Well,
yes, you can.
I think you had a fender bender once there, too.
All right, we're moving along, folks. That's the end of this segment here on the Drew Marshall Show. Thank you for tuning in. Oh,
I've had a good time. It's been great to see Drew and Tim and Corey and to be part of the studio.
There you go.
It's been fun. Thanks so much.
Well, we're going out with one of my favorite songs, a little Gordon Lightfoot, The Auctioneer. I might sing along with it if I can remember the lyrics. Here we go.
Would listen to his mom, she told him that he should go to school. And he'd stay away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn.
Should I fade you or Gordon?
You should fade one of us.
Okay, well, here we go.
I got to hear that auction grime and I make my mark and be an auctioneer.
How much am I doing?
$25 bid and will you give me $30? 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 Will you give me $30 bill? I got a $30 bid and a five and a bitty one and bitty bitty five bitty five bitty bitty one and bitty one and five.
It's like tongues. I'm a Pentecostal. Tori, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with our listeners at this particular point in time?
Indeed, I do.
Indeed. Let's see if you can say this all the way through without stuttering once. We're all watching. And action.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign. Well, what if we gave you an entire show?
Wow, that's a great idea.
The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative and affordable advertising concept for the small business owner. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you the opportunity to partner with us for an entire show. Become a one-day advertising partner and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show and we'll give you a live five-minute phone interview.
Crazy.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes?
We'll also offer... Sorry. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. So if you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, Or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with the Drew Marshall Show. Contact us through our website, drewmarshall.ca, and ask about becoming a one-day advertising partner.
Good, good. Ladies and gentlemen, Tori the intern. Yeah! Yes, well done, Tori the intern. Very well done.
You made it easy for me.
I did make it easy for you.
Oh, man.
I made you start over again.